on Sima Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, as you know, it's our second week of hashtag Outlaw the Straw. Wonderful response from communities and businesses. And we're staying with the plastic planet theme in your Consumer Watch this week.
We are indeed. It's a subject very dear to my heart. Okay, so I need to throw this out there. Outlawing the plastic straw is a great contribution to global efforts to arrest our single-use plastic habit, our addiction, and to keep the straws from ending up clogging the landfill or a turtle's nostril, even worse. Mm. But clearly, it shouldn't end there. It's a nice poster child for plastic mindfulness.
It's a springboard.
It is. But how many of us are still buying supermarket plastic bags every time we shop rather than taking our own reusable ones? A lot. Yep. I know because I look. And it's supermarkets across demographics in wealthy areas and at taxi ranks everywhere. Mm. They cost more than 50 cents each now. And so much plastic is through that, feeding our craving for convenience. Much of it unable to be recycled because of the chalk fillers that the manufacturers are putting into those plastic carrier bags to lower the cost of them. So that's a big no-no for the environment. Woolworths has taken a stand, I have to say. They announced last week that by 2020, that's just 2 years' time, their shoppers will be forced to take their own carrier bags to the supermarket or buy a reusable one. So no more of those finished ones.
Okay.
The retailer is also committed to making all its own brand single-use plastic packaging reusable and recyclable by 2022.
Fabulous.
So you already see now wooden cutlery and paper straws are being rolled out in the Woolies cafes. Plastic straws no longer on sale. And listen to this. You know those plastic stemmed earbuds?
Yeah.
Gone. We don't want. Imagine what damage those little plastic straws.
You know what? Someone said to me the other day.
In your own ear.
No, but I didn't realize those are single use.
It's
unrecyclable.
Well, we hope they're single use, but yeah.
Listen, If you're washing and recycling your earbuds at home, you've got another conversation.
Not the thing you want to reach. Anyway, so they're replacing them with paper ones.
Oh, right? Fabulous.
Yeah, so that's the thing to look at. Within 5 months. You're not going to find them now, but they say within 5 months. So plastic can be fantastic if you reuse and recycle.
Responsible and recycle.
Exactly.
All right, so what kind of plastic recycles best and which doesn't?
It's a very good question and quite a complicated one, but in short, clear all of those very pale plastic water or cool drink bottles are made from a form of plastic called PET, short for polyethylene PET works for everybody.
I've heard that word, terephthalate.
Terephthalate, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's really not supposed to be said. It's just PET. A record 65% of post-consumer bottles, post-consumer meaning obviously we've used them and then discarded them somehow, were recycled last year in South Africa. 65%, up from 55% in 2016, to put the country on a par with international standards and streaks ahead of many companies. You know, in the US, it's only 30%, eh? We were more than double
that. We don't talk about them.
No, they're not, yeah. They do try to be progressive, though, so that is a shock.
Mm.
So I got the biggest kick out of visiting the ProPET Plastics Recycling Plant in Cape Town last year. They take those plastic bottles, the PET, the water and beverage bottles, most of which have been recovered from landfills because we're not doing enough active recycling, and they turn them into polyester fiber. Then they blend that 100% recycled PET with 50-50 with cotton, and from that they make T-shirts for Woolworths, they make carpets for cars, ceiling insulation, all sorts of things. And I'll never forget plant manager Lionel Mudley holding up a plastic bottle and saying, "This is gold. I just wish more people realized it. This bottle has no business in a landfill." And he told me that he needs twice as much PET from used cool drink bottles than he's currently getting.
Huh.
Okay. And then he took me on a tour of that amazing plant. From the chips, the little plastic chips being melted, formed into strands like those of a giant pasta machine, and then turned into fiber. And I wish the listeners could see and feel what Lionel pulled off the line that day and shoved into my hands. I'm holding now. Those one-time beverage bottles turn into the most soft, silky yarn, and you felt it too, hey, Darren? I mean, you have such new respect.
Oh, my word. No, hang on. This here before was a plastic bottle. Nothing's been added to this.
This is a clump. This is like a bag.
This is four plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Nothing's and it feels like I'm holding a woolly sheet.
It was silky. It's gorgeous.
A silky woolly sheet.
It's gorgeous.
Kerry, feel that.
Yeah, no. We're passing it around. I wish this was...
Oh, my word.
Yeah, no. So, if
and
every...
And that they mix with cotton and they make t-shirts.
That yes. feels like a baby's blanket.
But that on its own would make very nice...
Yeah. That'd make a pillow filling.
Yeah. Well,
or a duvet filling.
Even just a t-shirt. It can do very wow. soft anyway. So, if every consumer in this country could visit that plastics recycling plant, or at least get their fingers into my little bag of recycled PET, they'd gain respect for plastic bottles and realize their value.
I was always waiting for this day. The moment we started talking about climate change and recycling goods, I always thought to myself, how do we make the stuff that needs to be recycled a need? Like, we need it. How do we make it a desirable product?
We're getting there.
And we're getting there. That's absolutely amazing news. So, the color of the plastic bottles, does that matter? I heard you say the clear bottles is what they
Yeah, I know. It matters hugely, and I'll tell you why, and which color bottles we environmentally conscious folk should be boycotting because they don't recycle well in a little bit.
So not now?
Just in a little bit. Just hold on. Patience.
Okay, coming up.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy,
yes, Darren.
I'm really excited, and I'm very proud to be a South African, knowing that we're ahead of the curve as far as recycling is concerned.
Recycling PET bottles.
PET bottles. Yeah. It's a pity we're still picking out of the landfills. It'd be nice if we delivered them directly.
Well, that's because we need to be separating at source, and that's getting going slowly.
And it's but it's getting there, and it's shows like this and people like you that are creating the awareness, which is great.
Well, I take our responsibility very seriously.
Yes, you do.
Point.
I know. Yes. You've been the orange bag lady for a long time.
Thanks for pointing that out. That's a new one.
But also, when you said we're way ahead of the curve of America, I'm not surprised. I mean, they pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. They're the only country.
They're not being led from with strength.
Exactly. With the exception of maybe San Francisco and California, they really are.
Or Bold and Colorado, where my sister lives. Very, very progressive.
I'm not surprised we're ahead of them. I'm glad we are. We are in a lot of ways, actually, as well. So, the question I asked you earlier, please put me out of my misery. I know that these clear bottles, they're perfect. They're almost worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, and the very pale blue ones as well, because they don't have a strong color.
Okay.
Very, very pale, pale blue.
So which colors are no good?
So that makes them, those pale ones are very valuable to recyclers and the people who collect them from landfills and from our streets and beaches and things. So you'd think that companies would, in 2018, produce bottled water and water bottles and cool drink bottles only in those clear colors, but you would be wrong.
Yeah.
Chandru Wadwani, who is joint MD of a major plastics recycling company called Extrupet, he says product packaging should be designed with its afterlife as a priority.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, he told me just last week, many brand owners don't think beyond marketing and cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, dark green bottles, dark brown, think ginger beer, red, and mostly those fluorescent bottles, very, very bright oranges and reds and greens and whatever, are extremely bad news for recycling because they create dark, low-value resin for which there's very little market, right? With the result that those bottles are often shunned by small collectors, so you're going to find them as litter. They're not going to want to pick them up.
Yes.
So think about that. I mean, if we as consumers started boycotting